title of this little talk is Chanting the Sutras. As many of you know, there are many kinds of texts used in the Soto Zen liturgy, which include sutras, dharanis, treatises, all kinds of verses. This evening, I'd like to talk about the main sutras that we chant in the dojo after zazen or during a ceremony here, particularly the Hangi Shingyo. And my intention is to try to show the connection between chanting a sutra, the sutra, and our practice, our zazen practice, the practice of the Buddha way. There are two ways to approach the sutras. One is through study and reading, and the second is through practice. Both are necessary, but most of us, are more inclined to want to understand through studying and reading rather than through practice. People often ask why we don't chant the sutras in English. Firstly, in our sangha, that would be a problem, as many people from different nationalities come together to practice, and it's easier and more harmonious if we all chant in one common language. Otherwise it becomes very complicated. Perhaps not so much here, but if you can imagine a session at La Jandronia, where you've got very many nationalities coming together, then it could be very complicated. The second reason for not chanting in the Sino-Japanese that we do, people think we can grasp something through words, but in fact the true meaning of the words of the text, the sutra should be understood beyond words. Firstly, the sutras are the fundamental teachings of Shakyamuni Buddha. The first thing we say about chanting a sutra is it's a practice that exists independently of its meaning. This practice consists of concentrating on the act of chanting, letting go of all thoughts, letting thoughts fall away, and turning the focus inward. In this way, the mind can become naturally deep. Chanting helps to purify body and mind. So the first thing that is important is the posture. So as in Zazen, the posture is important. When we chant, we should be sitting upright, the head on the shoulders, the chest open, and when we read a sutra sheet, we should have it in front of us, not down on the floor. So that we can chant from deep inside us. So the posture is important. Breathing is also important. As much as possible, one should try to breathe from the lower abdomen, from the hara. And when we chant, to chant as long as possible on each exhalation, as in a long, deep out breath. Also, when we chant, we should be trying to harmonize with the other voices, not trying to make our voice stand out amongst the other voices. I was reading a book by Shohaku Okamura, and he says that in a Zen monastery, the monks are taught, first of all, to chant from the abdomen, not through the mouth, to chant through from the abdomen, and secondly, to chant with their ears. So you chant by listening to others and harmonizing with others. Also, when we chant, we should not be closed up within our own thoughts, chanting alone. We should be open and listen to those around us and to adapt our voices. So at the end of chanting enables us to be right here, right now, as in zazen. Chanting at the end of zazen or in a ceremony has the virtue of helping us to let go of all the thoughts that have cropped up during zazen, any kind of worries and anxieties. So we can just let go of all of those things, and that helps to purify body and mind. And when it comes to chanting something like the Hanga Shingyo, then chanting in that way helps it to become a great force, a great energy, which clarifies the mind and can reach out to other people. So, I'll talk about the Hanga Shingyo. So, probably many of you will know that the Hanga Shingyo is a condensed version, the essence of a much larger sutra, the Prajna Paramita Sutra, which were composed over hundreds of years, first written in Sanskrit and eventually disseminated in China and later translated into the Sino-Japanese version that we know now. It is today the basic text of Mahayana Buddhism and is chanted by Buddhists in China, Tibet and Japan. Its title means the essence or heart of the Sutra of Great Wisdom, which enables us to go beyond. And that's why it's often called the Heart Sutra, and also it's called the Sutra of Great Wisdom. So a little bit about the Hanga Shingyo itself. It's presented as a teaching by Kanji Zai Bosatsu, who is the Bodhisattva of freedom, true freedom, and also the Bodhisattva of compassion. And it's Kanji Zai is another name for Avalokiteshvara. And we can say that Avalokiteshvara is an aspect of the Buddha mind. And as we were saying before, sutras are the teachings of the Buddha Shakyamuni. And in this sutra, he gives the teaching whose theme is emptiness to Sharishi or Sariputra, one of the Buddha's leading disciples. And this teaching is based on the principle that all phenomena, external or internal, are empty, are ku. That is, without substance, meaning impermanent. So, in a way, the Hanga Shingyo is about zazen, about the reality of zazen. It points to the nature of reality, which is that all phenomena are impermanent, that everything arises from a cause and all things are devoid of self. In other words, emptiness. And this is the theme of the Hanyu Shingyo. And we find this in the well-known formula, Shiki Fui Ku, Ku Fu I Shiki, Shiki Saku Zei Ku, Ku Saku Zei Shiki. Phenomena are not different from emptiness, and emptiness is not different from phenomena. Phenomena are empty, and emptiness is phenomena. These phrases form what Master Deshi Maru called the central column of the Hanyu Shingyo, its spinal cord. Everything is mujo, impermanent. It is always necessary to consider both aspects of a phenomenon, and such an attitude reflects compassion. So, Zazen means to practice the perfection of wisdom. Zazen means to practice great wisdom and allows us to make the Hanyu Shingyo real, alive in us, and to experience it directly. Normally, our awareness attaches itself to phenomena as though they had substance. But during Zazen, we let all these phenomena, which are ku, without substance, we let all these phenomena pass. And the same is true for sensations, emotions, desires, and thoughts. We let them pass without getting attached to them, which in the end means they lose their power to attract us, to fascinate us. We can then become free of them, and this enables the mind to become vast and infinite. There's a saying from another sutra which says, if the mind does not dwell on anything, true mind appears. If the mind does not dwell, settle, attached to all these phenomena, sensations, perceptions, thoughts, then true mind, vast mind appears. In this way we realize the mind that lies beyond all categories and contrasts. Not one thing or its opposite, but beyond. In this part of the Hanyu Shingyo, where this is referred to, this is the part where there are a lot of negatives. And these negations are really saying that the mind which dwells on nothing is limitless. So I'll finish by saying that practicing Zazen means setting the Hanyu Shingyo in motion, putting it into practice. How to arouse this, how to live and practice this in one's life. The method proposed by the sutra is Moshitaku, to be without goal, without gain. And this is only realized when we cease striving, searching, struggling towards a goal. And when we chant this sutra in the spirit of, when we chant the sutra in the spirit of Zazen, or with the spirit of Zazen, this emptiness is realized through the chant itself.